particular interest to people with low or no vision. We have guests,
library services,
what's on at the pictures,
theatre,
gossip,
events, general knowledge quiz,
poems
and stories. Tune in Tuesdays 3 while 5 on 93.2 FM.
That's Sheffield in focus.
They said they would. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Well, they'll stone you when you're walking on the street. They'll stone
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Welcome back, listeners, to hour two of the night train here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We had a break. We didn't put any, not any adverts for a while, have we? To raid the archives.
Do you mean like actual adverts?
I mean just like comedy adverts.
Silly adverts.
No, there's got to be some out there. I have to do it. That's this week at work taken care of. I joke. Work is actually really busy now. It's a bit annoying.
Oh.
I know, had a good run. Right, so we finished off hour one with, well, we usually finish with a disco mix. It wasn't really much of a disco mix. It was just kind of more of a vocal and then instrumental.
Yeah, sort. Dillinger and then not Dillinger.
Yeah, it's just sort of him peppered in and out. And it got me thinking, I actually prefer when he's not in it that much. He's just kind of drifting in and out. It was Marijuana in My Brain, the A-side, then the B-side.
Yeah, and then I confessed to you off air that I accidentally once bought a double CD of Dillinger tracks on Trojan. I think, what did I say, it was 44 tracks?
Yes.
I mean, that's far too much Dillinger for anyone.
Yeah, that is a lot. He's got some, you know, Cocaine in My Brain's pretty good.
That's what it's called, the anthology.
Yeah. I think after that, it's kind of, yeah, diminishing returns.
Yeah, you've got Flatfoot Hustling was the one I really liked.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There's a couple of others on there, and then, yeah, the rest.
I just can't imagine where you're going to sit down and listen to over 2 hours of Dillinger.
Go admit, it never happened.
I think your point was, if it was kind of the original vocal cuts of the reggae tune, and then,
yeah,
and then him afterwards.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, that's different. That would work as a listen. But
yes.
When it's just relentless.
Yeah, toasting from Dillinger.
Like you said, he's only got 8 lyrics.
But quite the career. So, you know, I suppose like us, we've got three types of show. Spilling it out for 10 years. Stay tuned for another 10 as we go headlong into that. So after Dillinger was, one of your picks.
Yeah, Bob Dylan. I've been meaning to put Bob Dylan pick in. And several came up this week, but I went for this one. A single from, mine's gone blank, Blonde on Blonde, there we are, 1966, classic album, about Rainy Day Women, numbers 12 and 35, a song apparently recorded in one take. I mean, it does sound like it was recorded in one take.
Yes.
In Columbia's Nashville, Tennessee studio with a bunch of session musicians, I think Al Cooper and, who was the other mainstay, I can't remember now, at that stage. If I look down here, I might be able to find it.
Robbie Robertson?
Yes.
He there?
Yeah. Robbie Robertson, Al Cooper. Everyone else was on session.
I think I read his book last year, Robbie Robertson. It's pretty good, but he's an unreliable narrator, should we say. He kind of puts himself in a lot of kind of pivotal moments in rock history. Like, he claims it was his idea to make it the gatefold of the double pick, like... You're like, was it your idea?
Come on.
A good read, though. Anyway, right, first of tonight's dance songs.
Yeah.
Now we interrupt the station to notify the nation. Special message to the world, so listen. The dance completely new. It's better than the jerk and the monkey too. The twist and the bird are a thing of the past. The song is tuned, it's here to last. So why don't you help spread the news? Come on and put on your dancing shoes and do the song. Do the song.
I'm gonna say, let's say we are. Ending station, ending change. Just as I know, time to go. I need your love
so bad. So give it up and bring it home to me, or write it on a paper so it can be read to me. Tell me you love me and stop driving me mad, 'cause I need your love so bad. I need a soft voice that will talk to me at night. Bring it home to me. I need your love so bad. Oh, I need your love so bad.
two molds, which must fit together exactly. This is where the golf ball gets its surface of tiny dimples. 332, no more, no less. And the paint is plastic too. Every dimple is scrutinized carefully.
All right, folks, we are three quarters of the way there. 90 minutes down, 30 to go.
It's been a mixed bag today. Music's been good, but I'm not happy with the sequencing. I can say that as somebody who sequenced the show. It's a little bit over the... It's one of those ones where each song seems to do all right next to each other, but as a whole, it didn't really work. But it's not bad.
Let the listeners decide.
Yes, let us know. Yeah, I'm happy with the picks, as always. I think there's only a couple of times I've ever played songs I've not been confident with. Less said about that, the better. Right, what did we have? What did we kick off with? One of mine, one of yours?
Yeah, these are mostly yours, I'm afraid.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I picked some long ones, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, you did. Stitch me up, listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay tuned for that. Okay, so we started off with Donna Lauren with So Do the Zonk from 1965 on Capitol Records. Apparently this was a promotional dance craze, in inverted commas, for Dr. Pepper.
The Zonk.
The Zonk, yeah, because Donna was the spokesperson.
Wow.
She's also Joey Warnicker's mum. Like, you know, I mean, that's pretty niche.
Yeah, this is niche musical connections.
Yes,
here.
There we go. The drummer who's been on tour recently with Oasis on the world tour, but also did a lot of work with Beck back in the day. So that's odd. Yeah, because the other day I was thinking dance craze songs, and I was like, I could do a mini mix. And then loads of people gave some really good suggestions on Blue Sky. And then it turns out that Larry Grogan of Funky 16 Corners has already done a dance craze show.
Yes.
2 hours of like rocking 45s. So it's like, right, there's no point doing it, just listen to his one.
It's way better.
And obviously well researched. Larry's got a great radio voice, so all the things that we're not. But yeah, I'll put a link to that in the show notes. That's on the WFMU's Give the Drummer Some stream. I thought Mr. Fine Wine had done one as well, but I couldn't find it. It sounds like the type of thing he'd do.
He definitely would. He would have might have done some mini sets. Have done the whole show.
Oh, that's true. He does a theme show for the Pledge Drive.
Yeah, and he often does sort of like a random little theme mini set, doesn't he?
That's true.
And it's not in the show title or anything.
No.
You can only find it by listening to the show.
And it's like, 20, nearly 30 years worth of shows to get through. Listeners, I'll get back to you. One a day. So in a year, I'll have covered the most. I think you're right. Yeah, because all of his show titles are kind of a lyric from the song.
Yeah, or
one of the songs that he's played.
Song title or something, aren't they?
Yeah, at best you can do Mardi Gras Hangover. That's the theme. Anyway, enough talking about somebody else's radio show. Then we had Chain in the Gang with Nuff Said from 2012 on K Records, featured on the album In the Terrazzo. I think that band's fronted by Ian Svenonius, who's someone I've never heard of, but is apparently quite out there as a artist. Then the next one was Special Friend, a track called Bet from 2023. They're a Parisian duo. That was in the album called Wait. They're also playing Sid and Matilda a week tomorrow, 9th of March.
Ooh.
Tickets available for a very reasonable £9. Link in the bio, also posted on Blue Sky. You just go to the search engine of your choice and type in Sid and Matilda.
Anyone else from the bill?
Yes. I don't know who. I've not made a note of that. There is support, though.
Yeah.
And then after that was Clang with As It Is from 2003. That was a project involving Donna Matthews of Ex-Elastica from the album No Sound Is Heard. Finally, one that isn't mine.
Little Willie John, Need Your Love So Bad. His second single, For King, in 1955, after All Around the World was the first one he did, the Titus Turner song. But Little Milton later turned into Grits Ain't Groceries. It's kind of slightly bigger hit on Chess. That was one that I was listening to the other day. It came on and I was thinking that I always just think about the Little Willie John. They're kind of rippers.
Yeah.
They're more rocking ones. But he does a nice slow one too.
he does. Somewhere on a hard drive somewhere, I've got a WWOZ Jiving Gene reading out my request, saying Tony from Sheffield has rung up all the way from England. If he's ringing up, he's got a request, then we'll have to play it for him, which he did. Right, is this next one instrumental? I feel like it is. I want to keep talking for a bit.
It's mostly instrumental.
Okay, we're going to talk about it because we've still got a...
I don't know when the vocals are going to come in.
Okay, I'll just follow up by saying that last one was Bone Thugs and Harmony, first of the month, K&D Sessions Part 3 from 98. I'm going to send that one out to Rita down in Suffolk. Keep on doing those research. Right, let's play some tunes and stop waffling.
Thank you. that we must all depend on marijuana. Old weed, once begin it and just shoot to end on marijuana. It's the kind of stuff that dreams are made of. It's the stuff that white folks are afraid of. Up in Harlem, we go on a marijuana jag. Smoking reefers to get beyond the misery. Go away, you misery. Go away. Go away. Smoking reefers to get beyond the worrying. Go away, you worrying. Go away. Go away. Must wake up to work in the morning. I must get by the brooding at night. Oh, you can change this world you were born in. But I declare you can be walking on air by smoking. Oh, reefers, you have the angels sing away, helping you to fling away all you worry, you trouble, you care. I must wake up to work in the morning. I must get by the brood of midnight. Oh, you can't change this world you were born in. But I declare, you can be walking on air by smoking reefers. You hear the angels sing the wave, helping you to fling the wave. You worry, you trouble, you care.
Well, we've made it. It's good to be back in the studio.
It is.
As anyone, it feels you have 1 week off and you forget how any of it's done. but to get back behind the on the boards, everything's back and bumbling along as usual. Right, yes, this is the Night Train. One last link before we head off into the... Well, it's not really the sunset. We hit that minty highway.
Moonlight.
Yes.
Moonlight Drive. So, yeah, the first song we played in that set was Natural Magic with Ride, new track that was released, I think, in January this year, or maybe February, certainly earlier this year, on Optimo Music, and I think it was the last release on JD Twitch's label, and the final vinyl release that he put into production for his untimely departure, was it September?
I think so, yeah.
September, October, autumn, anyway. So yeah, this duo are from Portland, Oregon, and they say this album, which they've called Natural Magic 2, presumably there's a Natural Magic 1, is a West Coast road trip soundtrack for the fading summer. So, I mean, not exactly Sheffield in February, March, but...
There were some blue skies today.
There was. It wasn't too bad, was it?
It's quite exciting, listeners.
Things are looking up.
Yes. Some shoots of spring are on the way. Okay, after that we had the second dance song of the evening, Waltz for Aiden from by Mogwai from their 1999 album Come On Die Young. posting that one because of the excellent Instagram post they put up the other day. I will put a link to that in the show notes. Of all the memes I saw on that day, that was the best one.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, by Country Mile.
It's pretty much perfect.
Yeah.
No beating that.
No, none at all. Going to send that one out to...
niche, but...
Yes, you know. Extremely niche. I sent it on to Malt in Cambridge, and he was like, that's brilliant. And then he listened to the album for most of the day. So I'll send that one out to him. I think they've got some dates, at least one date at the Royal Albert Hall in March, and then doing the rounds on the summer festivals. Then back to 2014 with Flying Lotus with Cronus the Terminator from his landmark album You're Dead, released on Warp Records. He's got a new EP coming out. What's the date today? The first? End of the week?
Oh, yes. I think I've been told by my other half there's a good interview with him in The Guardian. I haven't read it yet.
He's doing Absolutely Dirty. He's done that. He's done that thing where on YouTube where you stand in the street and somebody plays you songs. I can't remember what it's called. Music Star, I think. And you have to, like, you win money if you guess the song. It's all right. And he's also done much more fun is What's in My Bag with Amoeba Records. Those are a lot more fun.
Yeah.
We'll put links to most of those. Also, we directed a feature film last year, or it came out last year.
Yes.
So I had no idea about.
Yeah. That one as well.
It is available on Shudder, which I think is a horror streaming service, which is pretty niche. Then we topped that one out, that set with second oldest one of the night, Larry Adler with Smoking Reefers on Columbia. That was one. Had that from many moons ago on an old hard drive from like probably LimeWire days or maybe Audio Galaxy, some in the way distant past. But you can get that on all of the old timey compilations of drug jazz, should we say. Okay, so one more song to play.
Yeah, nice long one. We're going to finish out tonight with a William Basinski cut from Disintegration Loops. Not going to give you the full 60 minute tracks or the unfortunately not.
I mean, I could.
Yeah.
I could fix it in post.
So there's been a recent box set reissue, 8 LPs of the full Disintegration Loops, and I just got sucked in and I just had to get it.
Well, it's not been... It's kind of the version on wax has been unobtainable, like, forever.
Yeah.
And expensive, so more expensive than what you paid.
Yes. So, we could bore you with tales about when we went to see it, but we're not going to do that tonight. We'll just... Let this one play and let this take you home.
Yeah. Have a good one, folks. We'll be back next week.
Yeah.